Do you love Yankee baseball? If so, this is the show for you. Welcome to Pinstripe Talk with your host, Nick Delahanty. Coming to you from Garfield, New Jersey, this is another episode of the Pinstripe Talk podcast. I'm your host, Nick Delahanty. We thank you all for tuning in once again to talk a little Yankee baseball on this beautiful Saturday afternoon. Yankees in the middle of a three-game series with the Baltimore Orioles. We'll break down the Yankees' recent struggles throughout the first part of the year, and we'll also talk about the injury bug that just keeps on bothering the Yankees as we move more and more into this 2019 regular season. Before we get today's show started, just want to promote the show a little bit. Make sure you find us on the different streaming outlets that we use currently. I'm going to name a few of them for you. Apple Podcasts, if you're an Apple listener, subscribe, rate, and review the show. Any feedback on any of these sites is definitely appreciated and encouraged. You can find us on Spotify, Google Play Music, TuneIn Radio, our host site, Simplecast. Also new to the mix, Stitcher, CastBox, and Radio Public. A lot of ways for you to listen in. We hope you take some time to utilize those outlets and definitely listen in and join in on the conversation. Do you want to interact with us? Find us on social media. We're live on Twitter at PinstripeTalkND. You can also hit me up on my personal account, Nick_Delahanty. It's new to the show, but we just launched a Facebook page. You can find us by searching Pinstripe Talk Podcast on Facebook. Make sure you like the page and interact with us on there. Also, feel free to send us emails, pinstripetalk@gmail.com. We're only a handful of games into the 2019 regular season, but to say that it's been a struggle for not only the New York Yankees, but the Boston Red Sox would really be an understatement. If you look at the Red Sox right now, they're sitting at the bottom end of the American League East, really struggling with their pitching. It seems like every night their starting pitching is getting roughed up. And you could probably credit it a little bit to the kind of World Series hangover, if you may. It just seems like this team is missing a beat right now. They're very good, don't get me wrong, have a lot of good offensive pieces. The starting pitching should figure it out. But still, there's concerns about their bullpen that lead me to believe that close games are going to be hard for them to come by, especially as the season gets later on. Of course, there's room to make trades and make improvements to the bullpen. But as of right now, I honestly couldn't even name most of the Boston relievers. I can name Matt Barnes, but other than that, a lot of younger guys, guys that they're relying on to do damage, that there's no really marquee name that really sets themselves aside from the rest of the group. I think the Red Sox are going to continue to struggle until their pitching figures it out. You know, if your starters are only getting you 4 to 5 innings and your bullpen isn't a strength, then you are going to struggle. And the Red Sox have been allowing a lot of runs and really need to figure out what's going on with their starting pitching. For Yankee fans, you kind of hope that they don't figure it out because, you know, it's a lot easier for you when the Red Sox aren't good. But for a team with that much talent, you just figure that eventually they're going to figure it out. Then you look at the Yankees, playing basically 500 baseball, a little under 500 at this point. But every time we do a podcast, it just seems like the injuries keep piling up and there's no stopping them. Before the season even started, the Yankees had Severino, Hicks, Betances, Gregorius, Montgomery, Ben Heller, Jacoby Ellsbury, all on the injured list. That was before the season even began. Then you add CC Sabathia, who served his 5-game suspension. The Yankees added him to the injured list. And of course, just when the Yankees and the Yankee fans thought it couldn't get worse, the injuries continue to pile on, and it started with Giancarlo Stanton. In his last game before landing on the injury list, had a couple of really ugly at-bats. Really was swinging, flailing at the ball in a way. A lot of arm movement, not really comfortable at the plate. It ended up being that Stanton has a left bicep strain, which will put him on the injured list. He'll be sidelined, probably until May. And then you're sitting there and you're thinking, How much worse could he possibly get? And then Miguel Andujar goes down with a labrum tear in his shoulder, which was a really freak accident if you think about it. It ended up being Andujar was on third base, dove back into the bag on a close play at third. They were trying to pick him off and injured the shoulder. Was able to stay in the game. We didn't know anything about it until the day after. At first, it appeared that Andujar might need surgery that would end his season, but the Yankees seem optimistic that not only will Andujar be back, but he'll be contributing at some point in the near future, probably a couple of weeks for him as well. And then the wild card of the whole team, and that was Troy Tulowitzki. Yankees took a big risk signing Tulowitzki. Didn't pay him much because of the fact that not only the Blue Jays owed him money, but they were able to sign him on the veteran minimum. But the main thing for Tulowitzki was, could he stay healthy? Could he stay on the field until Didi Gregorius came back to action? And five games in, Tulowitzki goes down with a strained calf. So the Yankees are faced with a lot of injuries right now. They have a lot of guys on this roster that weren't necessarily into the mix early on in the season or weren't projected to be in the mix early on. But now you have to have that next man mentality and kind of roll with it and hope to buy time until you're able to get fully healthy or somewhere near that fully healthy mark. Injuries happen. They're a part of the game, but I can't recall a time early in the year where a team faced so many injuries like the Yankees have so far. It's been unfortunate, yes. It's been frustrating, absolutely. Are the Yankees playing to the caliber we thought they were going to be playing at the beginning of the year? Absolutely not. But, as I said earlier, it's a long season for baseball. These guys should be coming back. Hopefully, the injury bug kind of goes away, and they're able to get back in a healthy and kind of quick manner to help this team compete for a postseason spot. Until these guys are able to return to action, there are a couple of players that are going to have to step up in their absence. You know, that next man up mentality we talked about a couple of minutes ago, it's going to hold true with this team. And let's face it, the Yankees pride themselves on having a lot of depth. So I think that although this is a situation that you obviously want to avoid, it's a situation that I think the Yankees can handle in the near future for the time being. And two guys that I'm going to start off with that really have an opportunity to seize a spot on the roster are Clint Frazier and Tyler Wade. And we heard a lot about these guys during the spring. Frazier was coming in, was talking the talk, saying, you know, I'm ready to take over an outfield spot in the big leagues. I'm healthy. I'm ready to go. I think I'm ready to prove it. Well, the team situation right now didn't dictate a roster spot on opening day for Frazier, so he was sent to AAA. Tyler Wade, on the other hand, was a guy that a lot of people projected to be on the Yankees roster kind of as the 25th man out of spring training. Had a really good spring with the Yankees. Up until basically opening day, seemed like he was going to have that spot. Hit 308 in 20 games during the spring. And then the Yankees make a trade to acquire Mike Tauchman, the outfielder, once Hicks goes down. And the Yankees were forced to make a decision. Do you keep Tauchman on the roster because he's more of a true outfielder? Or do you keep Wade up, who has a lot of versatility, but outfield really isn't his primary position? So the Yankees made that decision, went with Tauchman. And rightly so, Wade was very frustrated with the decision. You know, he probably felt that he earned his spot on the roster. A lot of people felt that he came out this spring and earned it, but circumstances dictated the roster and Wade was the odd man out. But now, Frazier and Wade get a chance to see every day at bats because of the fact that the team has so many injuries. You're going to see a lot of Frazier. You're going to see a lot of Wade. And let's see what these guys could do given a better opportunity. Honestly, if I'm looking at it from Tyler Wade's situation, yes, you don't ever want to wish for injuries, and that's not what we're insinuating here. But given the fact that now he's going to see every day at bats is a lot better of an opportunity than him playing once or twice a week and really kind of being stale on the Yankees bench. Yeah, he probably would have been used as a defensive replacement, pinch runner at times if needed. But if the Yankees were healthy, there really wasn't much playing time available for a guy like Tyler Wade. So he's going to get a chance to prove what he's capable of, and Frazier the same way. And I think that it could lead to a lot of opportunities for both players. yes, you have to obviously think of the trade market, especially for a guy like Frazier. You know, Stanton, Hicks, Judge, all guys that you see a long-term future or have contracts that dictate that. Is there really room for a guy like Frazier on this roster? You have Brett Gardner who's blocking him right now. It's possible that Frazier does well and the Yankees decide, you know, let's trade him now while his value's high. Same thing with Wade. Gleyber Torres is locked up. He's under arbitration for a couple more years. Didi Gregorius, you have to imagine the Yankees will re-sign him. Wade's a guy who also could be an odd man out. But their performance could earn them a chance somewhere else. All you need is one GM to fall in love with you. They have an opportunity to shine right now in the Bronx. But if their play dictates it, they might be able to earn regular playing time somewhere else down the road. Ideally, I'm sure both guys would like to stay in the Bronx and would like to earn their playing time in the Bronx. And it's definitely possible that they can do that. You know, a lot of stranger things have happened. If they perform well, it's going to be hard to take them out of the lineup. But they have to make the most of this opportunity, given the circumstances that, you know, it kind of fell into their laps. Injuries stink. You never wish for them. But these are two guys that I'm interested to see how they play over the next couple of weeks while they're going to get that extended playing time. Another guy who will get extended chances to play is Mike Tauchman. We all heard about him. I talked about him a couple of podcasts ago. Yankees made the trade to acquire him from the Colorado Rockies, former 10th round pick. He's a guy that has experience playing all three outfield positions, and that's probably why he broke camp with the Yankees out of spring training. A guy that the Yankees see as kind of like a project piece, I would like to say, in a way, because he hasn't shown that he could hit at the big league level, but in the minor leagues, really has shown some power and some nice ability to hit for average. Last year alone, hit 20 home runs, hit .323 in AAA during 112 games. He's a guy that, if he figures it out offensively, could really be a help for this Yankee team. And he's won for his first 10 at-bats with the Yankees. Really hasn't done much to prove himself, but I definitely think he'll get more opportunities to play, especially when the Yankees need to give guys like Brett Gardner, Stanton, even possibly Judge, days off. Another guy who the injury bug helps, and it's kind of funny because he's a guy that basically hasn't been able to stay healthy himself, is Greg Bird. Early in spring training, it seemed like the Yankees were going to start the season with either Luke Voit or Greg Bird on the active roster. And it pointed to Luke Voit being the starting first baseman, given what he did in the second half last year. However, again, the injuries have dictated the roster, and Greg Bird's bat is definitely needed in the middle of this Yankee order. Whether he's hitting in the middle part or toward the lower part, the Yankees definitely can use him, especially if he can get back to the Greg Bird that we know he's capable of. You know, 2015 had 11 home runs over 46 games. A lot of people felt that that was the start of him being a 30 home run, 100 RBI guy. Then the injury bug happened and really derailed his career so far. Over the last couple of years, has struggled to hit over 200, really has struggled overall, and hasn't really been able to find a place on this Yankee roster. Now 5 games in for Bird this year, hitting .222, already has a home run, but you would love to see his left-handed bat hit a couple out in Yankee Stadium on given days. You know, you're going to see him DHing a lot. You're going to see him playing a lot of first base. He's going to probably split time with Voit. As the Yankees try to heal their roster, these guys are still competing to be the everyday first baseman when the team starts to shape up a bit. The way DJ LeMahieu hits and the way he plays, he's a guy that could be a backup first baseman, but given the circumstances, like we said earlier, he's stuck at third base for the time being. So Bird, as a Yankee fan, a diehard who wants to see this team win, I hope that he could get back to that Greg Bird that hit the home run off of Andrew Miller type of player. Because I think that he has that talent, but hasn't been able to fully show it throughout his career. I'm not ready to give up on Greg Bird. Yes, watching him frustrates me because of the potential that he does have. I think he'll eventually figure it out. And I think it's going to take that one moment that it's going to have to click for him to do it. So, Yankee fans, if you're rooting for anybody right now, it should be Greg Bird. Because if Luke Voit and Greg Bird both hit, it's a good problem for the Yankees to have in terms of who's going to be the first baseman down the stretch. A lot could happen, a lot could change, but for the time being, Greg Bird is a very, very important piece to this Yankee lineup. When Troy Tulowitzki originally went down, the Yankees called up Thairo Estrada to fill the roster spot. In case you don't know who Estrada is, he's a 23-year-old out of Venezuela. His career almost was jeopardized by being shot during the offseason back in Venezuela, but he was able to recover, luckily, and is now factoring in for the Yankees. A guy that it was really interesting to see them bring up, and it was kind of due to roster constraints, because he was the only true infielder, in a way, if you must say, that could fill the void. Instead of having to add somebody to the 40-man roster and shuffle guys around, they decided to bring up Estrada, even though it was short-lived. Only 8 career games at the AAA level, a guy that definitely needs more minor league seasoning, but the Yankees figured that out, and prior to Saturday night's game against the Baltimore Orioles, called up Gio Urshela, who's basically a third baseman, a 27-year-old, a guy that a lot of people see a lot of potential in, good defensively, has a little pop in his bat. I expect him to get a couple of games a week at third, as the Yankees try to mix and match with LeMahieu. Let's remember, the Yankees are stronger when they have the ability to mix and match with DJ LeMahieu, playing him sometimes at second, playing him sometimes at first, a little at third. I think that it gives Aaron Boone a little more flexibility with the roster. So I understand and definitely agree with bringing up Urshela. And let's just hope that he can kind of come in and contribute for the Yankees, even if it's only a couple of days a week. So there is one question that remains. And that is it time to panic? And if you go on Twitter, it would seem like it is the end of the world for the New York Yankees. But let me err you to the side of caution here. Do not panic. Do not panic, people. It is way too early in the season to worry about the state of the New York Yankees. Yes, they're not playing to their potential. Yes, they have basically a half a minor league lineup going out there every day, given the fact that so many guys are hurt. But it can only go up from here. The Yankees are going to figure it out offensively. They have a lot of guys that are capable of hitting. A lot of guys are trying to do too much. And they will get over that. They will fix that. Everything will be okay. It is a matter of buying time until they are able to get healthy. As guys start to come back and start to impact the lineup, you're going to see the Yankees that we thought we were going to get early on in the year. So for the time being, don't panic. Wait it out. Continue to root for this team. Hope for the best. And hope that these guys that are thrown into the fire are able to get the job done in the meantime. If they are, you'll see this team battling for first place come the end of the year. Hopefully the injury bug goes away. Only time will tell if that's the case. But if these guys come back healthy and produce the way that they're capable of, this team will be very scary for opposing matchups down the road. It's just a matter of buying time. And hopefully they start to play well with the guys who are in the lineup currently every single day. Because the more games that you do give away, the harder it's going to be down the road when your backs are against the wall. That's going to wrap up today's show. As always, find us on social media at Pinstripe Talk ND. My personal account at Nick_Delahanty. Find us on the many different outlets that I talked about earlier. Apple Podcast. Subscribe, rate, and review the show. Spotify, Google Play Music, TuneIn Radio, Simplecast, Stitcher, CastBox, and Radio Public. I'm sure I missed one. I definitely will continue to post about it so you know exactly where the show can be found. Also find us on Facebook, Pinstripe Talk Podcast. Send us some emails if you want to interact with the show, pinstripetalk@gmail.com. As always, let's go Yankees. Don't give up hope now. Let's all pray to the baseball gods that the injury bug goes away. And hopefully by October, Yankees are sitting pretty in first place, battling for yet another World Series title. Once again, I'm Nick Delahanty. Let's go Yankees. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll talk to you next time.